Thank you for tuning in to Rosie on the House, your Saturday morning tradition for 30 years. Joined live in studio with Gary Joas of Phoenix Manufacturing. And y'all have, let's get to the build-up to all this. We've been talking about evaporative cooling, the way it works, the technical aspect of it. You had mentioned Flagstaff in the break that a lot of people don't have air conditioning. But the key savings for your electrical consumption comes in how little electricity it costs to operate a blower, or in air conditioning, that's the difference, the blower versus the compressor. And mention that because it's important for people to understand that if you're considering evap cooling on your savings, and it costs a lot of money to turn that compressor on.
Absolutely. Yeah, if you think about how much power you could look at, like a 5-ton air conditioning unit, and you can compare it to a 1-horsepower motor on an evaporative cooler. The savings, like I mentioned earlier in the show, the savings for the evaporative cooler is going to be about 1/3 the cost, because you're not running a compressor. You're just turning a fan motor and a little pump that pumps water up over the media pad. So your electricity savings is the biggest part about that.
And even though it may run the whole time during on peak, it's less energy consumption
less energy
than what is required to start that compressor every
time.
40 minutes, 30 minutes, however many times it needs to cycle to maintain. Every time that compressor turns on, there's a big surge, and it's more electricity used at the end than just a fan mower continuously.
Yeah, and Tucson is a huge market, like you mentioned before. But we said also Flagstaff is great because it doesn't ever get really that hot, and people can actually get away without having a refrigeration system at all. But Tucson is a huge market for us as well. I mean, we're sitting here in Phoenix right now. We talk about Phoenix. But Tucson is a huge market for us. And now we have coolers that are advanced enough that they have a thermostat that is every bit as complicated and every bit as good as your air conditioner thermostat. We have automatic setback thermostats. We've got, it's 3-event or 4-event, 24/7 programmable. You're able to say, well, I'm leaving for work. I don't want it running at this temperature. I want it to run a little bit less. We have all these features that we've been developing, more efficient media. So many changes, we've done in the past 20, 30 years.
Now take me to, before we get there, one of the other kickbacks is you've got, it has water, so it requires maintenance. You've got to drain it. You've got to fill it. You've got to make sure you're replacing your pumps. Less hands-on. They'll sit there maintenance-wise and on the phone but it's kind of what it is.
There is maintenance. There's maintenance that is required for an evaporative cooler. The nice part about the maintenance on an evaporative cooler, it is as simple as just about anybody that shops at Home Depot can do the maintenance on an evaporative cooler. Unlike an air conditioning system, when your air conditioner acts up and it's not running, you're paying a lot of money to have a licensed technician to come out. It may or may not need Freon. Then you're paying for that. Freon has gotten very expensive because of the regulations that are put on them because of the CFCs. And now they can't evacuate the Freon into the atmosphere, so you have to pump that out, and then they have to dispose of it properly. With an evaporative cooler, you just have water and blowing air. And if you're going to do the maintenance on it, all you really have to do is take a garden hose, rinse it off. If the media is old, like we talked earlier, change the media once a year for Aspen coolers. The rigid media coolers, like the more efficient coolers that we sell now, you don't have to change that media for anywhere from 5 to 7 years. So the only maintenance is to get there and hose it down with a garden hose and make sure that there's no dust and dirt in the bottom. You pull the drain valve, let the water go down the drain, put the standpipe back in, the drain valve back in, and you're good to go. It's very, very easy to maintain, even for people that don't want to do a lot of maintenance.
Now, let's get this application into real life living. When you were growing up in Phoenix or Arizona, or I'm sure you're from New Jersey.
Right.
So it probably sounded more like this. Gary, close the door when you go outside. It's 20 below out there. You're letting all the heat
That's
out.
Right. Yeah.
Here it's close the door. You're letting all the cold air out.
Right.
You would never consider opening your air conditioning the outdoor space. But evap coolers are so effective. You could just turn it on your patio, and you've got the products just that are roll around, made for in your garage, bring it out to your patio, have a nice passive air cooling off the surrounding areas. You can extend your outdoor living season in Arizona by weeks.
Right. Yeah, because it's a one-pass system, it is an absolutely great thing for your patio. It's a great thing to have outside. It's a great thing for your workshop, for your garage, where you're probably not likely to try and air condition that space. Most people's garages are not insulated. My garage isn't insulated. Now, when you're building a house and you are planning to do a lot of work in your garage, you may insulate your garage. It's an option with most home builders, but most people don't do it. They don't spend the money to do it. So to try and refrigerate or air condition that space, it's very inefficient because as soon as you open up that door, all that cold air goes right out. If you've got an evaporative cooler blowing into that space, you're constantly forcing outside air, cooling it into that space, wiping that heat off. What happens in your garage if you've got it air conditioned and you pull a hot car in? Well, it's going to take you another 4 hours to cool down that garage. When you have an evaporative cooler in there, it's blowing that hot air from that car right out that door. As far as out on your patio, you can't air condition your patio. A lot of people put up misters, but if you have a party at your house and the mister starts dripping, you get a couple of ladies that do not like water dripping on their head and messing up their dew. That's not a good thing at a nice outdoor dinner party.
And not even dripping, but just the humidity, atomized water flowing over them. You will see that if you've ever been to a patio where they have misting systems, you'll notice they're usually it's only the guys sitting right close
right
to the
misters,
to the water. Now, a great benefit to this, you mentioned party. If you're hosting somebody, I mean, how many things do we do in the summer? We go swimming. We have swim parties. We have 4th of July barbecues. We have Memorial Day. Or is it Labor Day? What's the one in May?
Memorial Day.
Memorial Day.
Labor Day, September. You still have that.
You still have both apply.
Yeah.
Well, how you don't grill inside your house. How many times you have to walk back and forth inside and out? You can throw your doors wide open if you've got an evap cooler home because now the air is just going exhausting out. You could have your patio pal out on the patio blowing air, complimenting each other. You don't have to worry about constantly opening the doors, closing doors, putting sticky notes on the glass so grandpa doesn't run into the glass
exactly.
when somebody shut it.
How do you keep yourself cool when you're out there cooking on the grill? Right now you're going to have a big 4th of July party. You got the whole family over there and it's 115 degrees in Arizona. All the kids are in the pool. Where are you? You're standing by the grill. So not only are you out in the sun, you're standing by this thing that is like cooking meat as well as you. How do you keep cool? People put fans on them. They'll have misters. They'll do whatever. But wouldn't it be nice to have something sitting right next to you blowing cold air on you? Because at that point, you're the most important guy there. You're the guy making the food. Got to keep you cool while you're cooking burgers or cooking dogs or cooking steaks or whatever.
And hydrated. Something brilliant y'all did that I really wish I would have thought of first and beat you to the market with it, but I didn't, was you combined an ice chest and an evap cooler. So on the patio pal, you've got your evap cooler, and you can hold 6 cases of water on top. Anybody that walks by, you lift the top, and you can have six cases
of cans.
That's 6 times 24.
Yeah.
Of refreshments.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got it cool. You've got your ice chest combined with your evap cooler, and it's easy enough to still roll around. So if you needed to move it to the grill, you're done cooking, you want to turn it and point it to where you're eating.
Right. It's on wheels. So it pivots around. It has cutting boards on the side. You pop those out, throw them in the dishwasher when you're done. The nicest thing about it is you could be sitting there grilling, and if you need a cold, icy beverage, flip the lid, pull one out, has a built-in bottle opener if you're drinking out of soda bottles.
Yeah, those old, traditional Coca-Cola.
That's right.
Pop tops.
But yeah, it's an absolutely great product for your patio.
Well, I thought that was absolutely brilliant the first time I saw it, and I thought, why did it take us to 2015 for someone to think of this? Or when did y'all come out with that line? Just been within the last couple of years.
Yeah, we've been working on it for a while. I mean, it's actually been in production for maybe 2 years. So, it was been on the books for a while. I mean, the first sketch was 2011 that I had in my little sketchbook. But really, I'd have to say like 2 years ago, maybe 2016, end of 2015, we really started getting the ball rolling and had mm-hmm. the first prototypes out there. So. It took us a while to get it.
And when you talk about roll around, the way we use our patio pal, sometimes we use it at home, but we're in the arena so much. Now, we don't have – the patio pal is not going to do a horse riding arena.
No.
This is a patio.
It'll keep you cool at the horse riding arena, but nobody else. But yeah, we have larger ones as well. We have large roll-arounds that do 10,000 CFM. That's a huge
cooler.
You can put it in a barn, keep your horses cool, keep your livestock cool. Animals love evaporative cooling, not just humans.
Well, I put the patio pal in the back of the truck first before we hook up the gooseneck. So when we get to a rodeo ground and we set out, I put it at one end of the horse trailer. Then we put up our canopy along the side and our chairs. So it just blows down our entire seating area. And you've got the ice chest right there that we then load after the fact and ice it down. So all weekend long, you know, the entire family can just have, you know, their Gatorades, their Capri Suns, their waters, everything is right there, and you never have to worry about running out with six cases. I mean, until your friends find out it's there.
Right. Well, another good thing, another feature is, you know, I know it holds a lot of cans, but the cooler itself is designed to hold like a 2-liter bottle of pop standing on end. So it doesn't take up a lot of room. Like a lot of times you have coolers and you have to lay those down because you can't get the cooler lid closed. Well, this one that is deep enough to where you could stand up that, or a bottle of wine or a bottle of pop.
Margarita mix. There's a reason for the cutting boards on the side.
That's it for slicing limes. That's right. And or vegetables, if you want to make Bloody Marys,
something like that. It was an absolute brilliant idea, but y'all didn't stop there. Take this inside our shop.
Oh, the shop. So for the shop, you have what we call the shop blaster. And the shop blaster is the exact same evaporative cooler at the bottom, but it has a toolbox, a mechanics-grade toolbox. The same company that makes the Craftsman toolboxes makes this toolbox for us. And we built a shell for that has speakers and Bluetooth stereo built in, a charging station for your phone or your laptop, and it's all built in to an evaporative cooler below to keep your garage. If you got that project garage and you're working on your 57 Chevy, you got the thing blowing cold air on you, you got your music going.
Rosie on the House. You could stream it.
There you go.
And through your speakers. You can listen to music after 11
o'clock. After the show, right, after the show.